talking the biz of sports. This is SBR with Brian Berger on The Game.
Happy Sunday to you. We're with you till 12 noon. I'm joined on the phone right now by Gay Davis. Gay is going to be doing a fundraiser for the Children Cancer Association on June 28th. He's going to be challenging his stamina. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. Just great.
So tell me about the June 28th event, and you're going to be raising money for the Children Cancer Association.
Right. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. You know, what happened, I turned 65 in January and thought I should start maybe doing more things for other people. And we've always been close to the Children's Cancer Association, so I thought I would try and figure out a way to help them the most. And rather than being a chemo pal or a volunteer, I thought maybe I could be more helpful raising money because I own part of Pumpkin Ridge, and then I know a lot of people in Portland, so I thought I'd try and combine those two and see how many holes of golf I can play. And so I'm hoping for good weather. I like to play 5 or 6 rounds of golf if I can and raise some money for CCA.
So 5 or 6 rounds of golf in one day.
I hope so, yeah. And I played 45 holes before, and it wasn't too bad. And so I'm going to play the first round around 6, and then about 8:30 in the morning, and then 11, and 1:30, and 4, and then have kind of a dinner celebration with some of the kids from CCA, and then hopefully play one more round of golf at night.
And no cart, right? You're walking this whole thing.
Right. I am going to play the white tees, though. I'm going to bail a little bit.
Yeah, so tell us more about your background. I mean, like you said, you're part owner of Pumpkin Ridge. You've been out there for a long, long time. And, you know, Pumpkin Ridge is one of my favorite courses, and it's hosted some world-class events.
It really has, and it's been a fun kind of investment slash project for all of us. You know, we bought land back in 1988, opened both courses actually in 1992, so we're almost in our 20th year. I can't believe it's been that long.
Wow.
But we've had 6 USGA championships. We've had the Nike Tour Championship twice. We've had the LPGA 2 times. It'll be there again this August. And so we always built the golf course with the idea that we would try and bring big-time golf back to Portland. Portland has a lot of nice courses, but not a lot of courses that could host the biggest of the big events, and that's kind of what our goal was.
Yeah, so that must have been the reason that you said, hey, let's build this course here in Portland. But what attracted you to that land specifically?
Well, we were looking for a year or two. It's hard to find a piece of land that big, you know, fairly close in. So we were lucky to find 340 acres. We purchased from the Dominican Sisters of the San Jose Mission. So it was owned by the Catholic Church. And so we found a great piece of land and no rock on it, pretty gentle sloping, you know, not too much terrain, some nice trees. So it looked like it had been there for quite a while when we built the golf course. And we were just lucky to find a site that close to a freeway and, you know, 25 minutes from downtown is not too bad.
Well, I've read, and you don't have to confirm this, that you bought that land out there for $500,000. If that's true, that's one of the best investments I've ever heard of. We talk about return on investment on this show, and boy, you sure have gotten your return on that investment. But that's interesting. I never heard that you bought it from the Catholic Church.
We did, and in terms of the price, you're about right on the price, a little bit more than that, but not much. But I remember going to the farmers and telling them what we're doing, and one guy said, you paid that much for that swamp? I thought, oh my gosh, maybe we made a bad mistake. But when Bob Cupp came and looked at it, he said, this is perfect. And, you know, it's got the right amount of trees and the right terrain. And I felt bad if there wasn't any water in the golf course. And Bob said, no, you don't want water in the golf course because if you do, you'll kill the cows downstream, or at least somebody accuse you of that. So you're better to build your own water features. And so from that standpoint, it worked out well.
We're with Gay Davis from Pumpkin Ridge. Gay, what attracted you to work with the Children's Cancer Association?
Well, we know the founders pretty well, and, you know, kids and cancer is not a fair fight. I'm 65. If I had cancer, I wouldn't be excited about it. But when you see a 4, 5, or 6-year-old with cancer, I mean, there's nothing that tugs your heartstrings more than that. And so I thought, you know, I want to get involved with a charity where I can make an impact, not just send money someplace around the world, but send something, you know, help people here at home. And so they're a great organization. They serve over 11,000 people a year, and if you get... You know, there's a picture on the website that I've got, a little boy named Braden, and he had stitches from his hips to his ankles on the outside of both legs. And I have no idea what cancer he had, but our family's been very lucky health-wise. And so I thought, you know, I've got to do something to help these people out. And so it's exciting to do that. And that night's going to be kind of fun because a lot of the CCA kids will come out and interact with the Pumpkin Ridge kids for Tuesday night. We had golf balls with all the golf pros, and so it'll be about 100 kids out there. And it'll be fun to see the CCA kids come out with our members and just kind of, you know, play golf for an hour with the other kids. It'd be fun.
Well, it's a great thing you're doing. Go to Davis, the number 4, gayskids.org to find out how you can contribute to Gay's effort. So you're trying to raise $100,000. Where are you right now? How much further do you need to go to get to that $100,000 mark?
We're making good progress. We always thought the last 2 or 3 weeks would be the important time, so we have a lot of asks out. And so I think we'll be okay. I think we'll be close to that number. There's a couple people that are thinking about making some larger donations. One thing that's really helped is David Fay, who is the past executive director of the USGA, is a friend of mine. And I invited him out to play in the member guest or my cancer marathon. And without hesitation, he said, I'll be there for the cancer marathon. And he's a leukemia survivor, so he's going to come out and play one round with me. But he kind of credentializes from the golf standpoint, because he really is maybe the one or two most powerful people in golf in America. And to have David come out from New Jersey, both his daughters getting married this summer, so I know he's very busy. But to have him come out to help me play one round of golf is really incredible. And to show how competitive, as I said, David, I think we can play in 2 hours and 15 minutes. He said, no, we can play in 2 hours. He's excited about coming out. So that just really is it's a great tribute and a great honor that he would do that.
So that's what you're budgeting. You're going to walk 18 holes of golf, and you're going to try and do two-hour rounds. Is that right?
Well, 2:15. And I think, you know, I've got a couple of people that will help me go through everybody. I picked Ladies' Day because the ladies will probably be more accommodating and let me going through than the men will on Wednesday or Thursday. So I'm going to play Tuesday. And so, but everybody at Pumpkin has been great. They know I'm going to just start and just keep going. And it'll be fun to see how my scores. I expect my best scores would be in the middle rounds. I would suspect that second, third rounds might be the best, and I would think that the fifth or sixth rounds might tear off a little bit, but it'd be fun to watch my scoring.
So this is on June 28th, and does your scoring matter as far as if someone says, okay, I want to help financially, the lower your score, the more money people commit? How does that work?
Well, what I've asked people to do is to donate an increasing amount of money each round. So the second round is worth more than the first round and so on down the line. So I want there to be plenty of motivation at 8:30 at night to have to go out and play one more round. But part of that would be a challenge for it's so much for every birdie I make, and if I make an eagle hole in one, there's some there. So it's not so much a score, but certainly birdies and eagles would generate a few more dollars.
This will be like the Caddyshack round while you're out there, you know, late at night.
And everything is exactly right.
Hey, I want to ask you about Tiger Woods. Obviously, Tiger had some great moments at Pumpkin Ridge with the U.S. Amateur. And we see this week that he's not going to play in the U.S. Open, which I think is a big blow to the USGA and the PGA and to golf in general, because he brings so much attention to the sport. Where do you see Tiger in his career right now? If you were advising him, would you say, Tiger, take the rest of the year off and just get healthy, kind of like Serena Williams has just done in tennis, or do you think he should try and come back this year?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how bad his knee and his Achilles really is. And it sounds like he might have come back too early for the Players' Championship, but certainly, I mean, all this stress he put in his left knee was really, really tough. And so he's certainly got to get well because, you know, a lot of people don't think of golf as a sport, but when you swing as fast as Tiger does, there's a lot of stress in your body. And so he's got to get well. There's no question about that. And I hope he does, because Tiger was great for golf, but he was almost too great for tournament golf, because it got to where if you're a tournament promoter and Tiger wasn't there, it was like the minor leagues. And so it's good to see other people step and play well, too, because when he was winning all the majors, if he didn't come, you didn't have a tournament. And now it's good to see some of the other younger players really step up and play well. So if Tiger's not there, at least people feel you have a legitimate tournament.
Who do you see as some of the stars of tomorrow, the guys that could take the torch and you know, be the next generation of golf?
Well, Dustin Johnson hits it forever. I mean, if you can hit a driver and a 6-iron to the 18th hole at Pebble Beach, that's pretty good. And so, you know, he's been close a couple times. I wouldn't be surprised if he came through in a big way. Luke Donald's playing well. All the guys from Europe, I mean, those guys are really good. And I think one of the reasons they're good is they play in really tough conditions. Over here in the States, the conditions are always so perfect. And they play in stuff that's not quite perfect. And all of a sudden, I think they've really kind of come of age in a big way.
So, Gay Davis, go to davis4kids.org. His effort, June 28th at Pumpkin Ridge. He's going to try and play as many holes of golf in one day as possible. He's talking about 5 or 6 rounds of golf, raising money for the Children's Cancer Association. Gay, I think this is a great thing you're doing, and I appreciate you making time to join us this morning on Sports Business Radio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Good luck with your effort. Let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. That's Gay Davis from Pumpkin Ridge. Interesting story there. I mean, you know, obviously great thing he's doing with Children's Cancer Association, but the fact that they bought this land out at Pumpkin Ridge 1988 for just over $500,000 from the Catholic Church. Bobby, I didn't know that story. And as I said, you talk about return on investment all the time on this show. That's a great return on investment for what that whole entire the two courses have become.
No, absolutely. And I didn't know that they bought from the Catholic Church as well. You know, we had done the research about how much they had paid for, but you know, $500,000 for that piece of property is a steal. Especially nowadays. I mean, you can't find property that nice and that large for that price anywhere.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Go to davis4kids.org. Great fundraiser for the Children's Cancer Association. Make sure that you're a part of that.